Hello and welcome to the Building Recovery Course Introduction. My name's Dave Cooper. So I wanted to use at least one of these sessions just to explain and introduce the course and give you all the structure and why it's there and so on. Because when I do these sessions, I don't want to be repeating every time what the session is, what number it is and so on. I want to get straight into it. So when you listen to the sessions themselves, you will be expected to know and to understand what section it's in and where it comes in the order of the course. So first of all, I want to say, who is this course intended for? Well, it's intended for anyone who is considering recovering from some kind of addictive issue or has already begun or tried several times to recover from addictive issues. Anyone in that position will, I am certain, benefit from this course. So let's talk about the course structure itself. Well, in order to understand it, first of all, we have to say we use a metaphor of a building. So what is a metaphor? Let's make sure we get that. There's an old saying, isn't there, that a picture is worth a thousand words. So a metaphor is really a picture that helps you understand something very quickly. Now, if you picture a building, you know, a simple house with, you know, a little garden, a ground floor and a first floor, then you very quickly or almost instantaneously get several important ideas. You already know, you know, these ideas come flooding in. You know that it's owned by someone. You know that it has to have been designed. You know that it has certain materials you need to build it. You know that it will cost something. You know that it's got a territory or a, shall we say, a piece of land that it's on that is boundaried. You know that it's done in stages, that there's a certain order to building it, and you know that someone is going to own it. So straight away you understand all these things, and we use this metaphor to then build the four stages of our course. So let's go through those four stages now, and I'll do that quickly and then go through all the sessions that are in each stage. So the four stages are planning, foundation, ground floor, and first floor. So let's just make sure you understand that. Stage one is planning, stage two is foundation, stage three is ground floor, and stage four is the first floor. So I'll go through these now briefly before going into the sessions. So let's have a look at stage one, that's planning. Now this is all about preparation, that's your word for this stage, preparation. This is for people who are not even at that stage of trying to recover yet, but they know they're in trouble. I really hope that position that you get hold of this course and that you really think about it and study it, because the more you plan, the more you prepare for your recovery, the better chances you'll have. There's an old cliche, isn't there, that says those who fail to plan are planning to fail. Well, you know, I know it's a cliche, but cliches are there because they are useful, because they are true. So I want to encourage you to really plan. There are lots of questions to ask yourself that come before you even try to stop, and people fail to answer these questions sometimes, or they just don't understand them. So that's your first stage. Obviously, that's like the architect designing your house. Now, the second stage is the foundation, and this is the stage really that resonates most with most people, I would say, because everyone understands that it doesn't matter how great a design, it doesn't matter how beautiful the house, if you build it on top of a shaky foundation, it's not going to stand. So everybody gets this. Now, the foundation stage is actually about abstinence. It's about achieving clean time. It's about saying before we start to build anything else, we have to establish abstinence. And it can take a while. The biggest difficulty people have with abstinence is that they think sometimes it is recovery. You see people who you know, think they've recovered because they're no longer using, but you know, we're only halfway there, we're only stage two of four. And to consider abstinence as being recovery is akin to building a beautiful foundation for your building and then living in a little tent on one corner of it. That's not a house, that's not a building. So foundation stage two is all about abstinence. And you can see that before we build a ground floor or a first floor, we have to have that solid foundation. Okay, so the third stage is about the ground floor. Now, this is all about normality. So we've gone through these three stages. We've had preparation, abstinence. Now we've got a stage of normality. This means that we test our abstinence. We now test the foundation. We now say it's time now to go and do volunteering. It's time now to start to rebuild the relationships that we have. It's time to start thinking more responsibly. It's time to start being more accountable. It's time to think about our jobs and our responsibilities. It's time to start paying the bills. All of that stuff that normal grown-up people do every day, but in addiction, it can be very hard. You can see that if someone doesn't build that foundation, one little thing goes wrong in this normal behavior and they're off again. So that's why everything has to be in the right order. Now, finally, we have the fourth stage, and that fourth stage is the first floor. Now, this floor, as you can see, a first floor, if you look out the window, you can see much further. So this floor is all about flourishing. It's all about your dreams, ambitions, career, and about being more than you have been or being all that you can become. So again, obviously we wouldn't want to be thinking about this before we've got a good ground floor and we can really survive in the normal pressures of life before we start putting extraordinary pressures on ourselves. So that's the first floor. Now, if we look at those stages, we can see the order. There's preparation, then we build abstinence, then we build normality, then we build flourishing. So how do they go? Well, the planning stage has five sessions in it. The first one is, are you ready to stop? And this covers what is often a complete assumption by people that they are automatically ready to stop, or that they, you know, all because they're under pressure. This is not something you should assume. The second session is this the right place to build? So again, we straight away we're using a metaphor now and saying, is this the neighborhood you should be building your recovery in? Third session, really important question again, is this building your design? I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people who are desperately trying to build a recovery and it's not even their design. Trust me on this one little thing, people. This has to be your design. If it's anyone else's, you will not manage it well. So, fourth session. Are you willing to pay for your building? These buildings cost. If you want to build something substantial, beautiful, long-lasting, and something you'll be proud of, believe me, there is a cost to pay. And you have to understand, what is that cost? I can't tell you. This is what I've learned over the last 30 odd years. People go into this recovery, they don't even know what it's going to cost them. Until you're willing to pay the cost, you're not going to stand the test. Final session in the planning section. What rooms do you want in your house? Now, this shows you that when an architect designs a house, you know, you don't just throw a load of concrete on the floor and call it a foundation. You don't just say, oh, I think we'll have a house, you know. You plan how many, you have to know from the beginning how many rooms you're going to have. Now, these rooms, obviously, it's a metaphor. So we're talking about rooms like, you know, a family room, a hobbies room, a careers room, and so on and so forth. What rooms do you want in your house? So going to the foundation section, section two, we've now got four sessions. And those sessions are, number one, what building materials will you use? Again, strongly using the metaphor. What we talk about there is, what do you think you'll have to bring as a material to build this recovery? Session two, are all your room foundations secure? That means you test the foundation in each room, because each room will have a different foundational element. And of course, if your foundation is soggy or unsolid in any way, we need to know what room that's in. Session three in the foundation section, are all your rooms the right size? Now, this is all about balance, or what's sometimes called work-life balance and all that kind of stuff. Are all your rooms the right size? In other words, did you intend to build these rooms this size? It's all about proportion and so on. And of course, the fourth session, we have to look at boundaries. Are your boundary fences in place? Now, boundaries is a huge issue for people who've become dependent or addicted, and we cover that in this section. Section three then is the ground floor, and there are five sessions here, and the first one is, where are my challenges? Believe me, you need to know where the challenges are going to come. If you don't know this going into it, you will soon find out, except it might be a big shock to you. So we always need to know. I always equate this to like a, you know, where are the fence, where is the fence down? That's where we've got to watch for, you know, things getting in. So then we go to pace. Session two, we say, am I building too fast or too slow? I can't tell you how important it is to look at pace. You see, going too fast is about, you know, building in a shoddy way, not using the right materials and so on, trying to get there too quickly. It's usually because it's not even your design, or you feel like you've been left behind in life. Going too slow is often about thinking, you know, abstinence will do it, or, you know, as long as I can shut the wind and rain out, you know, everything will be okay. Going at the right size means keeping the challenge level up in the right way. Not too challenging, but not too easy. Okay, so the third section, session in the ground floor section, which relationships need to change? Now, again, this is looking at the rooms, and this is looking at what's happening in these relationships. There's certainly some exercises there that I feel will really help you. Session four, looking out of the windows, what do you see? Now, again, this is ground floor, so we're talking about how is it going? This is about having a check and a balance. Session five, which rooms am I neglecting? Now, again, this is all about balance, but it's so important that we look at this from different perspectives. Are you doing what you said you would do? Are you living up to the pressures of normal life? This is how we test our foundation. And finally, the fourth section, the first floor. What are my aims is the first session. What are my aims? Now, here we're going above the level of normality. We're starting to look at really testing ourselves, not just in terms of normality, but in terms of what do I really want from life? What are my aims? Secondly, what are the new challenges appearing on the horizon? This is session two. This is all about looking out of that top window and saying, not only can I see my future, but I can also see the problems that are approaching. And these are all new challenges. Session three, how are my rooms doing? This is another check on, of course, there are different rooms upstairs than there are downstairs. So how have they changed? How is that evolution, that development going on? Session four, giving up some serenity. Now, this is a difficult one, but often this is where people see that they're going too slowly because they're not willing or feel that it would be going completely against first principles to give up some serenity. But you see, unless you're willing to give up some of your peace of mind, you can't really achieve much. And I'll explain all that in the session. Session five, the challenge of authenticity. Now again, this is all about the very nature of addiction and how we are inspiring ourselves back into the land of the living. But we have to stay authentic, and that's the way we grow. Session six, looking out of the windows. What do you see? And again, this is a very different view from the ground floor. This is about seeing the future and where you're headed. So I hope that made a lot of sense to you, and that you can always return to it and have that explained if you've got a bit confused in the sessions. So the way I'm designing these sessions, I hope at least that each one can be listened to on its own. They should all pretty much stand alone, but it's important to once again reiterate that they should be listened to in order if you want to get the most out of them. Each one should literally be built on top of the other. So thanks for listening, and I hope you get the most out of this course. In closing, I want to say, please consider subscribing. Not only will you get a free email book or a free ebook, which is particularly for families of addicted people, and I'm sure there'll be a lot in those five mistakes and how to avoid them, that will really help you or your family together, but also consider liking and sharing. I'm asking this because, as you know, a lot of people want to promote this their stuff because they want to make money and they want to make a good living and so on. But in my case, I just want to get these ideas out there because, as you can see, the subscription is free and the course is free. So it's not like we're looking to make more money out of it. I want to get this idea out there and I can't do it on my own. The only way this good news can grow is if you subscribe, like and share, and it won't cost you anything. So please let me encourage you to do that so that people who really need to hear this can be supported. So thanks again. I hope you get everything you want out of this course, and I'll see you on session one.